It's wrapped once only, yeah? And you put it on your plate, which is on top of the urn. Your urn's on a hot plate or the blech, yeah? And you've got your plate over here. I'm going to slide out. What can we do? Put it on the table.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Right, on the table here. Oh. I'm going to slide it. Right, this is your hot plate with your sorry, hot plate put on top. Yeah, your urn cooking, and you've got now your schnitzel on top here in one wrapping, which we said was all right because the one wrapping is no problem. About tomorrow you do it for hygiene. So we said yesterday you want to keep it nice and hot. So we said yesterday, Lisa, you can put this pot over here on top here, no problem. About tomorrow because since this is not touching the sides, it's far away from the sides, there's no problem at tomorrow. Yeah, that's what we said yesterday. That's why there's no issues. That was eitza number one. There is another eitza. Eitza number two is take some foil. Let's say, for example, you wrap that once already, yeah? And you take some foil and wrap up this side over here, down here, and you're leaving a substantial bit uncovered. So you can put it a bit more even. You can put a few layers of foil. You can put as many layers of foil as you want. Yeah, same thing, same 80, yeah? But that's also a way of preserving it to make it hotter, yeah? That's another way of doing it. Another 80 you can do is like this. So this
why don't you put foil all the way around if it doesn't touch?
Yeah, just put it around like this, you mean? Yeah, that'll be all right, Tucker. That's also right. Yeah, that's also an 80. I never put that down on my notes. You can put that one, yeah, another one to put down. You can do that as well, look here, yeah. Because the mice is not touching around the sides, not called out tomorrow. Therefore, there's no problem. A towel as well, as long as it droops around the sides, not going all the way down, that's right. Another 80 will be like this. Let's take a piece of foil. What you're doing is, this is one piece of foil from a fault paper. Turn it over. You made a four-layer piece of foil over here, yeah?
Cheating.
Yeah. Take this one off, the bottom one off. Take the bottom one off. You can't wrap that round, right? Take this one off, yeah? And now, you put the paper around it. That is called one keli. The chiddush. Because you've made it into one keli. That means to take the foil and wrap it round a few times that you can't do. But if you make your keli first of all like this, you wrap this around like this, you made it into a few layers, a thick piece of foil, so the chiddush, that's called keli, not one keli, it's called one keli. That is much to do then to wrap your thing up like this, on all sides, and you have a nice little schnitzel for Shabbat lunch. Alright, that's what I wanted to finish off with yesterday, okay? Now, today is very interesting. I want to speak to you about what we're doing up here today. You got your chond over here. Crock pot, yeah? And we also, one other eight, so we said also was to put, for example, this on top. It's a wide plate, yeah, and hang it down the side. All those eights is all the same thing. Hang it down the side, no problem, right? What would you say up here today? Can I use this on Shabbos? Can I use this crock pot on Shabbos? Is there a problem at tomorrow? Look, this goes in, sits in over here. Is there a problem at tomorrow based on what we've learnt? Oh, so Lechera, very good. You said in writing, Lechera is smaller. There should be no at tomorrow here because we said yesterday, the at tomorrow has to be surrounded on six sides. Here, this top side is not surrounded. It's true, all the way around here it's surrounded. But the very top side is not surrounded. Therefore, the chora in svara, there should be nothing wrong with this in that mona.
And it's still before Shabbos as well.
What?
And it's still before Shabbos. You said that's why.
Yeah, but it's Dobar Moist of Heaven, though. This is a Dobar, this top, this over here is a Dobar Moist of Heaven, yeah? So, what's the question over here? This was apparently one of the last things I've shown to discuss, before he was lifted. What's really out here? He was very busy. Over Shabbos, he was very, very busy with this, actually. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, thank you. So, the Aruch HaShabbos had a big Aruch about this. He went into Shlomo Zalman and he discussed with Shlomo Zalman this Shaila. So, the Chorah, it's Svara, should be nothing wrong with it. Yes, no, but as far as what we've learned up to now, Mishnah Berurah says in a few places, the Chorah has to be covered on all six sides. Otherwise, not a problem. It's not Mami's cloth. There's one place where the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's an Adova Amos of Hevel, and even though it looks like Roiv is submerged, it looks like it's a problem. That's an issue It's a bit of a question, but the mice, the pastures of the Mishnah Berurah's Mashmen in places that unless all six sides over here are covered, unless all six, there's no problem. Comes on the Urkha Shabbos, you know, a massive problem is Urkha Shabbos. And the Urkha Shabbos comes along, well, I mean, he signs his Me'ikad in this, but he says, let's just find the right halachas and Sifkot and Sipeches. First of all, you must realize a slow cooker, you have to be careful, obviously, in a few things. First of all, there's a problem with Shahir. It means the food must be fully cooked. Yeah? Otherwise, you have to put a blech inside. And if you want to do Chazora, again, you need to put a blech inside to make it, otherwise to avoid the problem, yeah? Yeah? But I'm talking about Mitzvah Hatzmona. So he comes over here, the Urkha Shabbos, and he says, he brings quotes from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says, Yesh Bezeh Issu Goma Shle Hatzmona. Shlomo Zalman apparently passing on as an Issu Goma of Hatzmona on a slow cooker. Says of Shlomo Zalman, B'dov HaMoshe B'Havel, Afshar G'deir G'luyim HaMala, even though it's true, it's uncovered on top. Tama, the Kimon Shiroiv HaGdeir Mukuf B'Gofi HaChim, since the majority of the Keli is surrounded by elements, Harizeh Mamish HaGdeir T'Mulib HaKonim, it's like a G'deir which is stuck into coals. That's the first one says, this little bit over here, obviously, someone might come along with a good tiny, and you know what? It's not even surrounded because you can take it out. It's not much touching the sides. Someone might time this tiner. Good tiner?
Yeah.
It's not. It's in the good tiner, but it's not right. Because he said that's so small, that little area is so negligible, that's not called a hefsek kadera. It's not called a hefsek avir, and therefore that is called mutman. It's on the sides. That's what he says. Even though we said if one part is uncovered, which is like the top lid, there's no problem. Says Rosh Hashanah, a massive kiddush. What?
Because it's moist.
Yeah, but even moist, we said it has to be on six sides. The top part is uncovered, there was no problem. You need six sides to make a problem. That's what we spoke about. You wrap the schnitzel up on top of your urn, that's a moist of heaven because the fire is underneath, we said it was alright. So we always took on. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman that here this head doesn't worry. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, why? Shahari kein derech habishul b'meis achol. This is the way you cook. You're not doing anything to show us that you're not interested in making it hot. Oh, so he says Rav Shlomo Zalman said this is the problem. It doesn't help the fact that the top is uncovered because this is the normal way of cooking. But this is the normal way of cooking. This Rosh Hashanah is a massive chiddush. I don't know where anything so far. Rosh Hashanah says. Rosh Hashanah says, but this is the normal way of cooking. It doesn't help you at all that the top is uncovered. Some say it's worse over here as well because it's like we've never had a case like this. This is like covered in ashes. This bit over here. This is the equivalent case of being submerged in ashes, really, because it's got an element around the sides of here and at the bottom. That's how it's taking on, and therefore it's completely hot around there. It's a normal way of cooking. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman says that I'm not happy with, and that I hold is the problem that's mine. So according to Shlomo Zalman, you've got to make the problem.
You can get away with Chazorah then.
Why, what do you mean? Chazorah you can get away with if you reduce the heat. If you put a blech in there to reduce the heat, that will help me with Sat Chazorah, but that doesn't help with Sat Hatmon, he says. What?
So you've been Sat Hatmon, you've got a problem then?
Yeah, so he says that's Rosh Hashanah sometimes. It's Sadat Moni, you got a problem. Rosh Hashanah's only eights is, I don't know how you do this exactly. Rosh Hashanah's only eights for a crock pot. I read out what Rosh Hashanah says. Right, yeah. He's got eights, so you put a keli inside. Oh, and Rosh Hashanah's not an eights, that's his kedera mipach. You make it like a metal keli. She taps it, make kedera sacheres the brain mashes. You have to put like an insert in. A new keli inside here, which is completely. And it's not a normal way of cooking like that. He says, you've shown us that you don't want to make it hot because you put, no normal person will put another insert in here to cook it that way. Obviously, that reduces the chayim, and that is mutter. That's the chiddush of Shlomo Zalman. But you have to do all the way around, as Shlomo Zalman says. Yeah, it's not just at the bottom, you have to do it all the way around. Oh, so Shlomo Zalman, I must say, he quotes over here, the Urkha Shabbos, he said, Shlomo Zalman told him, if the elements are only at the bottom and not at the side, or he says, oh, it's at the side but not at the bottom, this problem doesn't exist. Now, that's an interesting point, yes? He says, Rosh Hashanah is only talking about where the elements are at the bottom and at the side. Now, this one, if you remember, we opened this up once a while ago, and this one over here, Taka, has only got the element on the side. So the chayre, even according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, in this case over here will be over here will be better. Interesting. What it's going on. The chayre, the void is if it's at the bottom and at the side, it's mamish like remes. It's the worst case possible. It's surrounded and mamish by heat. The bottom's got elements of moist of heaven at the bottom, and it's the moist of heaven around the side. That shows sometimes mamish very, very bad, and you need a strong hecker to show you're not interested. Masha Enkin, if you only got an element at the bottom, or you've only got one at the side, that's already not so strong, and therefore you can rely on the fact that it's about this Magula Katsas on top, it's not completely surrounded, that will be okay. The problem is, most people don't know what their crock pots have got. I think I asked the electrician, I think he told me, a lot of them have got around the side, but some can have at the bottom as well. I mean, this is only at the side, it's boiling hot actually this year. So Rav Shlomo Zalman's Eitzah is only, in the case of when one's got a problem, Rav Shlomo Zalman's Eitzah is only to put a whole insert into the rock pot, in order to avoid this problem. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't hold on. Doesn't know what Rav Shlomo Zalman holds on. Rav Shlomo Zalman has to have an insert all the way around, at the bottom and around the sides.
Not a silver
foil. It has to be thick. If you make a very thick, maybe, silver foil, a few layers, it looked like a thick piece of metal. He says, "Lasus kederu mipach," to make it like an insert from metal. She tufts it and gedeus a chelak of a machshah chimon. But often she is smayek katzas achoyim. You're going to reduce the heat now. One layer of foil, so it won't do that. You have to make a thick layer of foil going all the way around. Yeah, maybe that would help the quality. Possibly. Then you can remake it. This idea of the bottle tops, which people put in. That comes from Rabbi Yashin. Rabbi Yashin also held that this was a problem. So you can see the bottle tops inside here. So the idea of the bottle tops is interesting. What's the idea of the bottle tops? Yeah, you put bottle tops at the bottom of the thing up here. You should charge for this, you know. Yeah, the bottle top, you've got a load of bottle tops inside the bottom of here.
Oh yeah,
yeah? The metal bottle top. The metal won't melt when you put it in. If you put plastic in, you're going to melt it. Yeah. What that does, that's Rabbi Yashin's answer. Rabbi Yashin also held the Chiddush, and this is a problem. Because Rabbi Yashin was massive for Shlomo Zalman, it looks like. And Rabbi Yashin said that this is a problem for Hatzmona. Even though the top part is uncovered, it is still a problem of Hatzmona. But Rabbi Yashin's answer, let me see if I can find it for you. Rabbi Yashin's answer was to raise it. To put bottle tops in, what have you gained by raising it? So first of all, now, the whole bottom level is not mutman. That means this bit over here is not resting on the base. So this whole area here now is not mutman, because it's raised up. Now it lifts up as well, so the sides are also quite a bit exposed. But together with that, you've got a very big chelik of it now uncovered. That is not Hatmon, says Rabbi Yashin.
If you tell me a towel, that length,
off
the top, the side of the pot, you tell me that bit, if you...
True. But don't forget, here you've got big Miley here. Don't forget, you've got the top completely uncovered. You've got the bottom now raised up. It's not touching the bottom. You've got the sides also coming up a little bit. I've got a foil inside here around the side. You remember when we opened this up, he showed me the electrician where the element was. The element is actually round, it's about an inch above the base. It goes all, it's a coil that goes all the way around the side. Right round the whole cavity. Yeah, that's where the element is. So now, from the actual time, by doing that, there's no problem. You've raised the whole thing, and therefore that's mutter. He is very much, the Urukh Shabbos is very adamant this is the problem. In fact, he's got a letter from Shlomo Zalman. You can find this in the basement. He held this was a big problem. He was very, very stark about this. In fact, he wrote a tshuva to Shlomo Zalman, the Urukh Shabbos. Got a long letter to Shlomo Zalman. You can see he wrote the whole letter over here. And he writes from Shlomo Zalman. He obviously wrote that Shlomo Zalman, he heard Shlomo Zalman, he was mastered. So Rav Shlomo Zalman lo yareisi b'zeh shum heter. I never gave any heter whatsoever with these crock pots. Adlo v'dati maskemes et vorov, I agree to what you're saying. The kibish akderim was touched on a chusum at menes kulo yirub v'toich makshe chimun chashmali. Since it's covered inside this electric keli, royovit, ein miyot ha'avir shebedeim. First of all, the side bit is nothing at all. Tekaki der, the vashkan reis v'choyel, v'dati ha'zeh choshem mamish hatmona b'dov ha'mish v'hevo, ein lahokil afim n'vushik ha'sorokoy. I don't agree, I don't think it's, even if it's fully cut, there's no heter whatsoever. That's what he says. And this is going backwards and forwards. The mice, there was a bit of a tumult. Someone told me today that apparently I haven't seen this anywhere, but Rav Neuwirth apparently wanted to go back to Rav Shlomo Zalman and go through this with him. Unfortunately, when he got to the hospital, Rav Shlomo Zalman was already nifter. But apparently, Rav Neuwirth holds very shtar, this case is mutter. He holds that the mice is the normal case of hatmona when mixas, the top is uncovered, and it's mutter. You can see at the back, he does quote Rav Vosner. Rav Vosner also has got a trip about this. And Rav Vosner says, he also says this is actually very interesting, Rav Vosner. He wants to say, I think I'm going to end it. He says he's hooked with the whole thing. He thinks really, but Ikar did, says Rav Vosner, that if the top is uncovered, there's no problem. And he says, even by Dovah, most of heaven, there's no problem in any case at all. He finishes off. Rav Shlomo Zalman was an uncle of the Orchid Shabbos. So he says, I hear there's a Mokum Lahachme, Aval Harish Al Eidish came out to you. So make a noise about those that are matter it, Ze'en Yodin. That we haven't got a chair to do. Yeah? It's an interesting point over here. So, the mice say, yes, Lord. I'm saying the whole thing is a chiddush to start with, really. Because, as I say, if you start off with what we've learnt over here, the top is uncovered. So, it's a chiddush now to start with that rebalances in something which is a keli which has completely got elements around it. That makes it worse. And it doesn't help that the sixth side is uncovered. That's a chiddush in itself. As those who Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Shlomo Zalman. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman held. So, he held the problem. So, the mice of those who want to be machmir, if you want to avoid this problem, even though Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't look like he agrees with Rav Eliashiv, because he says you put a whole insert in. But the chari, when you got Rav Eliashiv plus Rav Vosner, that's zicha, a good sad. The person raises the actual pot itself by putting, you can put, these metal tops in, or you can roll up a piece of foil. What people do is also, they take a piece of foil, you just crunch it up and make it to a ball. I mean, you need more than this, obviously. You make it to a ball, and you stick it at the bottom there, so is raised. It's not resting on the bottom. That would be another eight. It's an easy way to do it. I think Rilash's eight was with stones, I think. But it's all the same idea. All these work, the mice, I can tell you, I'd use it, and the cholent's piping hot. Mummies, I can't tell much of a difference, to be honest. Even though it's raised a bit, yeah? The mice say it's all still very hot. It does its job. So, if someone goes to someone's house, for example, and the cholent pot is not covered, it's ain't laharish, like zicha's a mokum, there is zicha mokum where one can make it here. Someone sees that, and if someone came to you once, Charles Rollins, and he was in a shul, someone gave you a shiver, it's a problem with this cholent. He wants to know how he can eat his cholent. Because that mono the isa could be a problem. So, the maestro for that zicha one can be maker, because zicha shits which hold that as long as it's not covered all six sides, it's okay. So there is a mockum certainly to be made in this case. But say, ideally, if one can avoid this problem, that's the best thing to do.
It's raised on a stone, as he said.
Yeah.
The tower for
it. Is the tower going to go all around all the sides again? Yeah. It is.
It's raised over the inside with stones.
You mean the bottom side is not? The bottom side, yeah, but then you defeat the whole purpose. You can see they're all machmi just on one side not being covered. You understand? It doesn't help you. They're all being machmi if one side is uncovered. The Yashur and Roshem is on, even the top is uncovered. So now if you raise it and you make the bottom side uncovered, you put a towel around you, you're going back to square one again. You've got the same problem again. So the chari won't help you. The micelles stay perfectly hot, I'm telling you. Try it. Right? Yeah, I understand. Okay, everybody, so stop there.